All right, Brunswick. So excited to hear you guys play today. My name is Kyle Smith. I'm a teacher in Westbrook. Look forward to hearing from you, and hopefully I can help with some of my comments today. Good luck in your performance. Nice, strong Barry sax start on those saxophone parts. I maybe put a little accent on those. Da, 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 da. Da, 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 da. Good tongue, but also fast air. Do-da-do-da-da-do-da. Nice job, saxes. Really play out in the lead alto. You could tell you guys work hard because such a big saxophone section sounds so good. You guys sound awesome. We could use a little bit more lead trumpet. Great sound. Nice. So on drums, let's always make sure we can hear the hi-hat really loud. If you can make your left foot the loudest part of the whole band, that would be great. Band, you guys sound really awesome. If you can think about your short notes even being played shorter, dot do da. Nice job, guys. Anytime you have the full brass section and you have the short notes that come up, like the quarter notes that are written short or 2/8 notes, try to make those short notes even shorter. Good playing. Maybe think about some ways to get some more dynamics into that ensemble number. And nice job on that last chord, getting your eyes up to Miss Anderson so you can see where the release of that is. Maybe add a hi-hat with the left foot right on the release to clean the end up a little bit. Just a suggestion. We're off to a great start. Do da, do da. I like the two feel in the bass and drums. That's really great. On 2 and 4 in the drums, let's try to make sure the hi-hat is really strong, and we don't really need any sort of snare. I can't see if you're using it. Do da, 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 do da. Try to play those accents a little louder. Dot. For all the brass players, I'd like you to think about your sound coming all the way out to me as a judge and all the way in the back of the audience. So you really play through the notes. Thank you. Awesome solo. Nice job. If you've got another cymbal to use, it'd be great every soloist to change the cymbal that you're using in the drum set. Piano is also not very loud and sort of where I am. You could use a little bit more piano. Hey, solo, Grace. It's so awesome to see so many students soloing. And using the blues scale is definitely something that's good for you to start with. For you guys soloing, the rhythm is so good. You're playing such great rhythmic ideas. When you're ready, you can ask Miss Anderson and you can actually play different scales based on these chords when you're ready for it. I'm not sure if there's more than one background in this chart, Heidi, but if there's a way to have the backgrounds change, or maybe not have the background twice in a row, just a thought. Anna on drums, you're playing so well. Just watch where your stick hits on the ride cymbal so that you don't sort of vary away from the area you're supposed to play on so the cymbal doesn't get sort of out of whack. Awesome solo to everybody who's soloing on this tune. That's so great. What I'd like to caution you on, there's a note in the blues scale that is sort of can be a problem note. It's the E natural for tenor and trumpet. That's the F sharp, and for alto and barry, that's the C sharp. You can play that note, but try playing it in an eighth note pattern so you don't play it for very long, because if you play that note for too long, it sort of doesn't sound as good. So try to use it, but not use it as much as the other notes. This might be a good chance to get the band even softer here. So here could be louder. Or maybe opposite, now that you're in a two feel. Just think about the two choruses of blues melody after the solos, that you have some different dynamics. Yeah, saxes, when it's just you, make sure you really play out in lead alto. Yeah, wait for that last note, trombones. And on Barry sax, bop, bop, do, dot. Make sure you tongue the last note before the rest. Hey, great playing, guys. Also on that last note, again, my preference with the drummer, once you do a little fill, when you end with Ms. Anderson, end with your left foot on the hi-hat, just to help it sort of sound final. Great chart on that. Nice work, guys. Dot, ba-do-do-dot. We get back to having the brass play out. all the way back to the sound booth. That would be great. It's really just about the air moving through your instrument. You guys sound awesome, and that air moving will help your sound really improve from there. Heidi, you may want to think about little drum fills in those open sections, just to lead into the next portion. So in that section right there, in the rhythm section, let's make sure we're keeping the time really solid. So the rhythm section tends to slow down just a little bit on this tune. If we can work it maybe trying to stay on top of the beat and rush a little bit more, that would be great. Something that might help with this is on the drums, if your ride cymbal pattern, if you play quarter notes instead of eighth notes, or then make quarter notes and alternate them with eighth notes, you'll be able to move a little faster than having to play all eighth notes. Yeah, so the band really sounds great. In general, if we can get a little bit more lead alto and lead trumpet, that would be awesome. Trombones and trumpets, most of you have your bells sort of out of the stand. Just remember, as an audience member, we'd like to see that bell. So trumpet player all the way on the left, you're doing a great job getting your bell up. We want to make sure everybody's doing the same thing. Dot, 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 or do, dot. Whenever the notes should be short, make sure you really play them short. Good job. Yeah, great ending, guys. You sound so awesome. Hopefully my comments have been helpful for you, and please feel free to ask questions. Miss Anderson can help you, and she can contact me if there's something we don't understand about what I've said. Again, hopefully that's helped a lot. I'm so proud of seeing you guys and how well you're playing, and keep up the great work.